it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to Kevin in Manhattan. What's up, Kev?
Oh, hi, Pete. Great show, man. You know, I don't know. I think Aaron is going to be a mini Mike Singletary.
Steve, you got it. You won the war. You did it.
Go Buchanan, go, baby.
You got it. You did it. Congratulations. You crossed the front. Steve, guess what? That was money that you can't follow that up. You could never do it again now. You've officially hit the home run. You've hit the mecca of Buchanan, Steve. You nailed it. You did it. We got it. You have now hit the all-time high of Buchanan's. You got it out. You got every ounce of it out there. I think you nailed it. I don't think you can get any. That's like a Seinfeld, was it Costanza, where tells a joke and he's like, all right, that's it. I'm done.
That was the best joke of the night. Yeah, I'm done.
I got to go. I'll see myself out. Like, it's right. It. You landed. You landed the Buchanan. You nailed it. You did a great job. You can't do it again now. If you ever do it again, you've ruined it. So don't do it again, Steve. Like, you would completely ruin the joke. It's over. You've actually, if you do it again, you've killed the bit. Now, it's been killed for many times, many years. But, like, you can't do it again now. You've reached the mecca of Buchanan. So I hope you're proud of yourself. I hope that you're pounding your chest. I hope that you're, like, you know, you're on a high right now of Buchanan heaven or whatever it is. Wherever you are, I hope that you have the biggest grin, that you are sitting there smoking a cigar, thinking about how you finally got the best Buchanan ever on August 23rd, 2025 at 4:18 in the morning. You should marinate in it. You should actually find a way to maybe go to the Odyssey app, hit the rewind button, get there at 4:17, maybe 4:16, whatever time. Let it build in and just record that 2 minutes of Buchanan, that beautiful Buchanan buildup, and how you got it all in there and how you just fought through it and got it all out there. And you were just, it was glorious the way that you were able to say, go Buchanan, go Buchanan, go Buchanan, go, go Buchanan, go. It was the best Buchanan I have ever heard in my entire radio existence. And I hope that you record it. And I hope that you keep it near and dear to your heart. Because you will never be able to top that. That one was the best Buchanan of all time.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.